USA Radio News.
At this moment, there is a debate over funding border security and the wall. I've made my position very clear. Any measure that funds the government must include border security. Has to. Not for political purposes, but for our country, for the safety of our community.
President Trump making no bones about it as he warns that he will not sign a spending bill without border wall funding. Now, the president did sign the farm bill for $867 billion, which does reauthorize federal agriculture spending. Getting ready to travel for Christmas? Well, you're not alone, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
AAA says more than a third of Americans will be traveling for the holidays. They're anticipating a record-breaking 112.5 million travelers to take to the runways, roads, and rails between now and the 1st of January.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Washington, D.C.'s Attorney General is suing Facebook over its user data collection and privacy practices. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in the nation's capital reports.
The lawsuit filed by the district's Attorney General Carl Racine targets Facebook mainly for its entanglement with Cambridge Analytica, a political consultancy that harvested names, likes, and other data from the social site without users' permission. But the lawsuit also accuses Facebook of violating the district's Consumer Protection Procedures Act by misleading users on data security, failing to properly monitor third-party apps, and failing to disclose the Cambridge Analytica breach, among other issues. DC in its lawsuit says it wants to compel Facebook to take steps to avoid violating its consumer protection rules in the future, as well as to pay restitution.
Another rough day on Wall Street as the Dow lost 464 points to close at 22,859. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
There can be a lot of misconceptions regarding a partial government shutdown as far as what will happen. Well, Maddie Dupler is a senior fellow with the National Taxpayers Union. She joins Fox News and begins by talking about Social Security and a partial government shutdown.
Right, well, Social Security, of course, is one of those programs that is on autopilot. What we're dealing with when we look at a government shutdown is government spending that needs to be renewed every single year. Social Security isn't one of those things, so those checks continue to go out the door, regardless of whether or not Congress has got its act together. So,
and regarding other government programs, Dupler says?
Congress should be applauded for that. They don't generally get their act together in time for the September 30th deadline. 75% of the government is already funded. So today, we're looking at 25% of those agencies, of the spending for those agencies that hasn't gotten through Congress yet.
So Dupler also deals with the myth that government employees won't be paid.
Well, again, because we're dealing with only 25% of the government, we're only dealing with 25% of federal employees. So that's about 800,000 employees. Of those, 350,000 are the ones who are non-essential. So they're the folks who could be furloughed. But of course, with every modern government shutdown, they have had back pay once we've reopened the government anytime there's a
furloughs
government shutdown.
Furloughs and get the money down the road. And finally, Dupler addresses if all those national parks and monuments would be shut down.
Yeah, well, the last government shutdown under Obama, I went running on the National Mall, and I saw barricades that had been set up saying, this park is closed. Well, I saw a number of World War II veterans who wanted to see the World War II Memorial. They simply walked around the barriers and were able to get just in. So if parks are closed, that is the extent of it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.